Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid."
"Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down off the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat and the wind died down, then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Good morning. Oh, it's working great, always useful. So, today we're going to be looking at unordinary faith. Shall we start with a prayer? Lord, your word is a sharp sword. And Lord, we come before you. We want to see your kingdom come. And we recognize that you use us to do that. Lord, and as we speak today, Lord, may your words impact us so we can impact the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Amen. Right, good morning. Welcome to Emmanuel. It's lovely to see you. I need a volunteer. Now, all I'm saying is, please remember Tony previously. Had a bit of a tough time. So have I still got anyone wanting to be a volunteer? Joel Collins. Okay, Joel, would you like to take a seat, please, at the table? Take a seat. It's a nice table, isn't it? What a lovely table. Are you ready to volunteer? Look, we get some candles going. If only I could get candles going. I'm only going to light one. That'll do. Right, okay, are you ready? So Joel is here to help us set the scene, because this is an amazing bit of scripture, but we also need to connect it into what was there before. Can anyone remember what happened just before this verse? Go on, Mark. Feeding of the 5,000. Very good, very good. So I've got something very special here for Joel. You can't eat meat. It's fine. Good, good. Right, here we go. Getting it out for you. There we go. There is ketchup. It's good, Joel. That's good. Here you go. Sardines.
I'm not eating that.
Just stay there. Enjoy. Mark, can we run the VT?
So, let's set the scene. Galilee is a lake. It's roughly the size of Chichester and Langston Harbour joined together. And Jesus has had the most amazing yesterday. He's just fed 5,000. And he's a little bit tired afterwards. He says to the disciples, go on ahead of me and I will meet you on the other side. The disciples start rowing out against the storm and they start not making any ground whilst Jesus is back up on the hill, separate, quiet, having time with the Father. Jesus, having just done his real first big gig with feeding of the 5,000, now wanting a bit of time out. And don't forget, his cousin John the Baptist has just been beheaded. So Jesus is naturally wanting to go and spend some time with his Father, like we should. The disciples see Jesus coming across the water, but they're not sure, because this is a figure that's coming across that's not normal. And Peter cries out, "Jesus, is that really you? If it is you, call me to come." And Jesus says, "Come." God is amazing. He is an invitational God. He says to each one of us, "You are invited to have relationship with me. You are included. You are welcome." And in this bit of scripture, we have Jesus revealing once again, "Come, come to me." Jesus was inviting Peter to defy the law of physics, to defy the law of gravity, and walk on water, to obey the word that Jesus said to command him to come. Are we ready? Because God is inviting us today to be dynamic in our faith journey with him, to see the extraordinary, to be there and step out. So Jesus has invited us all of us, to participate in his great adventure, to do something extraordinary, to do something that no one else has done. Have we all got the courage? If Jesus said, "Come," would I have the courage to jump out and follow him? I don't know about you. That's quite scary. But I must have the courage to ask for things at his level, because God is the God that spoke and made all of this to be. In James 4:2, it says, "You have not because you have not asked." I think we need to think bigger. I think we need to understand how great our God is, and how much he wants us to do just the most amazing supernatural things. We need to think big, dream big, and stand up and be prepared to step out. We need to dream God-sized dreams and be ready to step out and be ready to let go of the boat and walk with him. And now, back to the studio or church. So I've always wanted to say that, so I'm sorry about the ending. It's just me. So that was taking us out onto the water. It was surprisingly realistic, actually, because there was a 4-6, so apologies for the quality of the noise and the wind. It was quite exciting in a small boat. So, my volunteer, how are you feeling? Oh, you're holding your nose. Ah, it's a tough life. How are you doing, Joel? Stinky. Oh, I love sardines. I got fed sardines all the way through the 80s in my childhood. I don't think I had another school dinner that wasn't sardines. We hit the 90s and moved on to boiled eggs. So, Joel, are you happy? Are you satisfied? You haven't eaten one yet, Joel. Just one small? No? So, just as a question, if you want something to change, what does Joel have to do? Joel, are you prepared to ask? For something else? You can carry on just the way you are and have sardines. Would you like to carry on just as is? No? So what do you need to do? Something else. Gosh, demands. Okay, let's see what we've got then. What would you like? What would your dream be? I'm quite mean to my volunteers. This could be quite good fun. Do you want to? What would you like?
How's that? Finest Tesco cheesecake, double chocolate with a chocolate swirl on top. Is that better? Yeah. Are you prepared to eat that now? There we go. Joel, thank you very much. You're welcome to stay there, or you can move and have that back if you would like. So as James said, if you have not, because you ask not. And I think sometimes we need to be prepared to step out and ask. It's a very simple demonstration, but it's useful. Oh, you're eating it now. Oh, do you want the sardines, Joel? I'm prepared to give them to you. True faith requires hearing from God as well. Faith is not you coming up with something, launching out to do it, and then asking God to bless it. I have made this mistake, and so have countless others. Faith is not about us trying to get God to bend to our will, but it's us bending to his plan as well. And sometimes, if we are to see the extraordinary, I think we need to step into and understand what he is. And it's just the same way that we need to ask. God, what's your plan? What's your purpose here? Because God is a God ready to step in with chocolate cheesecake and all the other things that we need in our lives. We need to hear the voice of God then. And that's the point when Jesus retreated from the disciples to go up on the hillside to take some time out. He needed that time out because that was him getting back to him. It had been quite a tough time. John the Baptist had just been beheaded. He was his cousin. So it was quite close to home, really. Also, let's not underestimate the feeding of the 5,000, because that was incredibly exhausting as well. It takes a lot to do that. And it was the first time that it was really out there, Jesus really going for it. And I don't know about you, the first time I do something, I get quite tired as well. And Jesus, although entirely God, also entirely human, like us. I think we need to dream bigger. Because we do have the God that created the universe, that instructed the universe to be, just by speaking his words, the planets came to be. Day and night were separated. All of these things occurred as we hear in the creation. We've got it all around us in this room from the various artworks. But it was from his word. So when we hear him, are we ready to step out? Peter was quite audacious. If you notice, he says, "Jesus, if that is you, can I come? Call me out." And I think we have a God, and this reveals part of God's character, that we have a God that doesn't mind us being audacious. To be risky and take that step and to ask for the impossible, he likes that because he instructs Peter to come. So hearing God is critical to unnatural faith. Peter did know better than to, "Oh, look, there's Jesus," yoink, jump out of the boat and walk straight across. He knew better than that. He did ask Jesus, and he waited for Jesus' answer to say, "Come." Faith is an expression of your confidence in what God has said, or what you believe he is saying to you today. A lot of us here have had words. We spend quiet time, we read the Bible. We hear what he's saying to us individually. Because God is a God of relationship and he loves us personally. Actually, when we've heard his word, do we treasure it? And then do we have the faith to see it through and step out of the boat? Because that's a risk. It's quite frightening. I don't know about you. I didn't walk out on water. I've got a nice little bathing platform, so I knew I'd be okay in that video. You didn't, but I did. That's great. So once we have heard from God, let's jump out of the boat and let's get on with what he's doing, because he's not going to let us sink. But hearing God is only half the equation. You must have the faith then to attempt what you've heard. So it starts off with investigative faith. Permission to ask the impossible. That's through our quiet time, through reading the Bible, through hearing what he's saying to us personally, listening to his Holy Spirit, giving us prompts to step out and move forward. Then it takes fearless faith. This is the bit more challenging. I don't know about you. So I've heard from God. I know he's speaking to me. And now I've actually got to act on it. This is fairly easy. I don't know about you doing this. I find speaking fairly easy. Well, not always, but most of the time. But actually getting my legs to walk and walk out and keep moving forward, that's scary stuff. But if he said that to us, the Lord God Almighty, King of heaven and earth, then what's the problem with walking on water? What's the problem of moving forward into those areas that you hear God calling you into ministry into? And actually being brave enough to go, actually, do you know what? I have heard. It is God's word, and it's God's word for me. And I'm not going to let go of that. I'm going to hold on to it. It's precious to me because I know I have heard the word. And just because I get tired halfway through, I'm not going to let go of God's words for me. I think we need to understand that actually faith is not a short-term thing. Peter had faith. Peter walked on water. Didn't he do well? Didn't he do well? Who's walked on water here? Anyone? No? No, I think my brother once possibly did in Bosham Harbour. He was 7 years old, and we're in Bosham, and we're alongside this little pontoon, and a rat jumped down the pontoon and jumped into the same boat as John, my brother. John jumped out of the boat, straight onto the water, and somehow made a 3 metre jump from a floating platform. Now, whether he walked on water or not, it's the closest thing I've ever seen. But most of us here have not walked on water. And actually, Jesus's reaction is quite surprising, because none of us have done that. But actually, Jesus points out the little faith Peter had. And it was only a little bit of faith. But Jesus wasn't exactly pleased with that. And I think there's a time where that's a surprising reaction. Peter made it halfway across the water. Surely that's a good thing. If we can have the slide up now. I just wanted to include that so much. I think it's great. So, although Peter had operated in faith, Jesus would have liked Peter to carry on longer in that journey. And maybe to some of us today, you have heard his voice over you and his plans for you, but you've pulled back. Actually, let's carry on, let's push on, let's not let go, because actually his word is true and it carries on being true. He wouldn't have spoken that into our hearts. And actually, Jesus' desire was for Peter to walk all the way back onto the shore with him, because he said, come. Jesus had a destination to the other side of the lake. And yet, Peter of little faith, I can't help hearing the word Stephen of little faith as well. Because actually, I do have a huge desire to see the extraordinary happen. But stepping out and doing it is a real challenge. And I think that grit and determination to carry on, to push on, push through, despite the circumstances around you, despite the big waves and all the noise, despite the wind and the small boat and the fact that you're not making any headway against the tide, despite all of that, does not mean for one second you are outside of God's plan. Jesus sent his disciples across that water. He said, go, I'll meet you on the other side. Were the disciples where Jesus wanted them to precisely be? Do we not all find ourselves in storms in our life? Is it not difficult in those storms in our life? And just because we face those as we're moving forward in our faith, actually, it doesn't mean we're outside his plan for our life, just because we get a bit of sea spray in our face or we find things very difficult. Actually, I think we need to hold on to those words and remember that he has given us a plan, a call over our lives, but equally we need to be determined to see that plan through. So, I've laid out several challenges today, very gently, and in a second I would like to respond to some of those with some prayers. So first of all, we're all invited. We're all invited on this great adventure. And as Jesus said at the end of this passage, as the disciples said at the end of the passage, they recognised who Jesus was. And in our worship this morning, we have recognised who this Jesus is. Truly, you are the Son of God. Truly, you came to earth for me, to save us all. And actually, that same God is inviting us all on an adventure with him to see the extraordinary, to do amazing, unordinary things. Because in the heavens, Jesus' kingdom is all about bringing his heavenly kingdom down here on earth. And actually, all Jesus was doing when crossing the lake was finding the shortest way across from where he was to the other side. The fact the lake was in the way is nothing. Jesus had a plan. He was going to the other side. That's why he was walking on water. Actually, it's the same for us. And so as we come across those storms, as we see those things come across, let's remember his invitation. Let's remember his words, the things he said to us, the things he may have said this year, the things he may have said many years ago. Because actually, then we're in his plan. And just because we come across a storm where it gets a little bit choppy, we're not outside of that plan. Let's remember that. So first of all, we're invited. Secondly, God gives us that plan and we walk with him and he wants us to see it through. So we need to be consistent in doing what he has said, okay, and ready to step out. Let's be consistent, let's step out, let's hear his word, but then let's not only be hearers, let's also be doers, because actually that's part of supernatural faith. And as we do that, we don't have to obey those laws of gravity and everything else in this life, because actually, do you know what? We're walking in his kingdom. We're seeing his kingdom come into this place, into this church, into our lives and around our lives. I don't know about you, I want to see the extraordinary. But to do that, I have to let go of the boat a little bit. And that scares me. So, what I would like to do, I'd like us all to stand up for 1 second. And if that is you, that as I've said those things, you identify yourself in certain points along that journey, I just ask that you would stretch out your hands this morning, and we're going to just ask the Holy Spirit to come, because actually we need him as well in this personally. So let's just shut our eyes and take 1 second to Holy Spirit, we invite you here right now. Lord, I want to say I am sorry when I have heard your voice, but I've not been brave enough. Lord, I ask for boldness now, and that gift of boldness, so that I may not only hear you, but I may do it as well. Lord, that I may have the courage to step out and let go. Lord, I want to hear your voice every day. I want to walk in your path every day and do the things that you have asked me to do. I'm sorry when I haven't, but this is the day. This is a new day, and I am walking out for you again. Lord, come and touch us. And Lord, may we be a people that are recognized by taking those steps of extraordinary faith, and that we see your kingdom usher into this place. We want to see your kingdom here. We want to see your extraordinary breakthrough. And Lord, I don't mind getting half wet, because I know you'll reach up and you'll never let me go. Amen.
Thank you, Stephen. So there's going to be a normal prayer after the service. If you have anything on your heart at the moment, we have a God who intercedes in the world, and we only have to ask him. So whatever you may be facing at the moment, whatever is going on in your life, if you feel that you want to bring that and share that with the prayer ministry team, please do, and we'd love to pray for you. The only other thing to mention is that these are at the back. A week on Saturday is the Steve Legg event. Please pick them up, hand them to your friends, and Paul is taking details of anyone who wants to book in for the event. Please come and see him. So tea and coffee afterwards, as usual. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.